Good morning, it's 8 o'clock on Friday the 24th of November. This is Morning Ireland with Brian Dobson and Áine Lawler. The news headlines. Voting gets underway in an hour's time in the divorce referendum. A man and a woman have been shot dead in Dublin. Detectives have begun a murder investigation. And the Bosnian Serbs have reluctantly accepted the peace agreement worked out in Ohio, despite opposition from some hardliners. News in detail now from Eimear O'Kelly.
Polling in the divorce referendum begins in an hour's time and continues until 10 o'clock tonight. More than 2.5 million people are entitled to vote. Our political editor, Donal Kelly.
It's close to 9.5 years since the country last went to the polls on the divorce issue. This time, voters are being asked to approve the writing into the Constitution of the terms on which a divorce might be granted. The proposed 15th Amendment to the Constitution has been closely argued and analysed by the pro and anti groups over the past number of weeks. But now it's up to the country's 2.5 million voters to decide the issue. The full wording of the proposed amendment is printed on polling cards. There's just one ballot paper involved. It's white, and it asks that if you approve of the proposed amendment, you should place an X in the yes square. If you don't approve, then you mark an X in the no square. Incidentally, most voters should have received their polling cards in the post, but if you haven't, you can still vote. Simply bring some form of identification with you to your polling station. And remember, both sides in the campaign have one final appeal in common. They want you to use your vote to ensure a large turnout by the time the polls close at 10 o'clock tonight.
Gardaí have begun a murder investigation following the discovery of two bodies in Talla in Dublin this morning. The bodies of a man and a woman were found in the Whitebrook area. Both had been shot through the head. Detectives say they haven't yet established a motive. Our security correspondent, Tom McCochrane.
The bodies were found by a passing patrol car just after 3 o'clock this morning when the Gardaí stopped to check a car that was parked at Whitebrook near Cheverstown Road. The body of the man, who appeared to be in his 20s, was lying on his back on the road while the body of the woman was partly in the car. Both had been shot through the head. Gardaí immediately launched a major murder investigation. The bodies have been covered pending the arrival of pathologist Dr. Margaret Bolster from Cork, who is standing in for the state pathologist Dr. Harbison. Forensic experts from Garda headquarters are at the scene, and a full investigating team has been assembled by Superintendent Pat Fennessy of Talla. Garda say they have not established a motive for the murder, but both victims are believed to be from the Talla area.
The Bosnian Serbs have claimed to have won some concessions in return for accepting the peace agreement worked out in Ohio this week. This followed a meeting near Belgrade last night between a Bosnian Serb delegation and the president of Serbia, Mr. Milosevic. It's understood, however, that some hardliners remain opposed to the agreement. From the Bosnian Serb headquarters in Pale, Ben Brown reports.
However belatedly, however reluctantly, the Bosnian Serbs now appear to have accepted the Dayton Accord, and thus they have removed the biggest remaining obstacle to its success. At first, some hardline leaders here in Pale were profoundly hostile to the deal, which they regarded as a sellout, a betrayal, and a confidence trick. But President Milosevic of Serbia has arm-twisted them into endorsing the agreement, which he signed on their behalf in Dayton, largely so that he could get international sanctions on his country lifted. But the Bosnian Serbs say they still want part of the peace agreement amended before it is formally signed in Paris, and they want certain guarantees, particularly concerning the Serbian population of Sarajevo. Even so, their compliance must come as a considerable relief to the thousands of NATO troops who will have to enforce the Dayton Agreement. They will not, after all, have to encounter Bosnian Serb resistance. Ben Brown, RTE News, in Pale, Bosnia.
The deadlock is still continuing between Dublin and London over the issue of decommissioning IRA arms. Later today, the Taoiseach and the British Prime Minister are expected to have their fourth telephone conversation in as many days. However, there's still no indication that a compromise can be agreed. Last night, official sources said that while intensive contacts were continuing between the two governments, no one was underestimating the difficulties in the way of progress. The roadblocks, said the sources, are still there. The Taoiseach told the Dáil yesterday he was optimistic about a breakthrough in the process. The former financial trader Nick Leeson has been charged in a Singapore court with 11 counts of forgery and fraud arising out of the collapse of Barings Bank. 28-year-old Leeson was extradited from Germany yesterday. Public sector unions in France are staging another one-day strike today, which is expected to bring most of the country to a halt. The action is in protest at plans by the government to cut public spending on healthcare and social security. The RUC in Derry are investigating a serious assault in Waterloo Street early this morning. An RUC spokesman said a 21-year-old man had the top part of his ear bitten off by a man who attacked him outside a takeaway restaurant at about 2:30. Police recovered the severed portion of ear and brought it to hospital, where the man underwent emergency surgery. Also in the north, police say they discovered cannabis with an estimated street value of £2,500 at a house in Whitehead in County Antrim last night. One man was arrested. And now the weather forecast, dry for a time with early brightness in central and eastern counties. Showers in the west becoming frequent and heavy and spreading countrywide this afternoon and evening. Highest temperatures 11 to 14 degrees. Windy in the northwest later. And there's a warning that south to southwest gales will continue for a time today on the Irish Sea. Northwest gales will develop later today and early tonight on Irish coastal waters from Valentia to Sleinhead to Malinhead. That's the news and weather. It's 6 minutes past eight, and here with what it says in the papers is Kevin O'Connor.
On the day of the vote, some papers make predictions out of their front pages. Yes Camp pins hope on a late recovery. That's how the Independent heads the report by its political correspondent Chris Glennon, that government ministers last night felt they had stemmed the no tide. A narrow yes victory is how the government sees it, according to the Independent. According to the bookmakers, a no vote remains their favourite with odds of 7-4 on. Most papers agree that if the yes vote is lost, it will be many years before a move to bring in divorce comes again before a southern electorate. That's the view which makes the Northern Irish News. No vote to reflect adversely on parties, it says. According to the Cork Examiner, the anti-divorce lobby has been more effective in